It's always a good time to touch up and make things look great, and that's why one of our home show pros is Benjamin Moore Paint. And we got a question this morning from Stacy in Cinco Ranch needing some paint help, so we turned to Dean Stevens at Southwestern Paint, our home show pro, one of the Benjamin Moore dealers. Good morning, Dean. Can you help us out with Stacy?
Absolutely. What's the question?
She says, I've got an unpainted picnic table, so it's all natural, I guess, that sits out in the weather, and it's starting to look a wee bit rough, and she wants to know, what's the best paint, or is there a different coating she could use that would help her get a few more years out of this picnic table?
Well, so there's a couple of different ways she could go about this. The most common ways is either paint it or stain it. We definitely can help her out either way she wants to go. The staining will be a little more natural look for her, where a paint will be a painted or a coated surface.
I imagine a painted surface is going to need touch up from time to time, more so than even a stained surface.
Yeah, and the other thing about painting a picnic table is if you're cutting something on it and you cut through the coating, it can lead to peeling or other issues that where the water gets in where she cut at.
I'm getting the idea that paint would not be your first recommendation.
You're right there. I think that stain is a safer way to go. Mm-hmm. It's easy to put on. It's easy to reapply a few years down the road if it begins to fade or wear due to exposure and use.
There are probably a lot of different kinds of stains that you can put on there. What would be some of your advice in picking the right one out?
So the Benjamin Moore Arbor Coat is our stain line. That's kind of our go-to stain line. It lasts a long time. It's a completely water-based system, so it's real easy to use, especially if a homeowner is doing it themselves. But along with anything, you know, prep is key, so making sure that she gets the product prepared properly prior to applying the stain.
How do you prepare that picnic table so it'll be ready to receive the stain best?
The most important thing is to remove all the dead wood fibers, and they can do that with a combination of things. Some people like to do it the old-fashioned way by sanding it. We also have some chemicals that can be sprayed on and then power washed or hosed off. After that's done, allow it to dry good, make sure that you got everything removed. You want to put it to a good sound surface, so you want to remove all those dead wood fibers or bad spots on the picnic table.
And once it's fresh, you put on one coat, two coats?
One coat of stain, if done right, will work. Right. Two coats will add additional protection. Just be sure that they don't apply it too heavy.
Right. Just let it, the first one dry and then go back over it then?
Yeah, it mainly penetrates in. It's not a real film-building product.
Okay.
That's what's really cool about it, is there's no film to really peel or delaminate over time.
And you have a variety of different shades and colors of that at your Benjamin Moore store?
Absolutely, and the colors are really endless, not just the colors available on the chart, but we can custom make colors to whatever the customer likes. So we really advise for them to come visit the store, look at the options, even bring a picture of that picnic table so that we can see exactly what's going on and make further recommendations.
That's why Tom Tynan trusts the Benjamin Moore stores for the pros that are in there that really know the paint. And you can learn more about them at homeshowradio.com. It's right there on the homepage. Look for the Benjamin Moore logo, click on it, and it'll open up all that information for you. Dean, thanks a lot for helping us out this morning.
Hey, thank you.